But at this time of the year, when cotton growers are in the middle of harvest, thoughts often come up concerning where their dollars are going when it comes to research and promotion. Vicki Martin, Director of Quality Research and Product Evaluation for Cotton Incorporated, explains what her division does.
Well, my particular area of the company, we focus on improvements in quality measurements. So we do outside research looking at improving existing test methods or creation of new test methods. And that goes all the way from fiber quality down to fabric, and in particular consumer issues such as issues in laundering. That's a big part of what we do. In addition to that, you know, we share information about fiber quality internationally, the textile mills that are using cotton fibers from the U.S., telling about the quality that we are producing, the changes in our quality trends. And then in the overall fiber competition, which is the division that I report to, we also have influences on the logistics side, how those mills manage their inventory, create the laydowns to create consistent quality products. And in part, we help them with a software to called engineered fiber selection.
Martin said while cotton growers may not always hear a lot about what her side of the business does, they are out there every day working to help grower profitability.
Our job in my area of the cotton is to provide the best information for cotton breeders to create better varieties for the future that are easier to manage and produce qualities that the textiles need. At the same time, staying in touch with those textile mills, bringing back their concerns and issues so that we can keep doing the research that we need to be doing, and at the same time, helping the consumers. We got to keep the consumers happy, got to solve their problems so that they want cotton as a product.
To learn more about how your dollars are being used, go to the Cotton Incorporated website. That's cottoninc.com. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.